of Kiddusha Isha. Now, truth to be told, it's the method that we don't use, Bizman Hazeh. It's the method that the Gemara actually frowns upon. It's the Midrabani, you're not supposed to use it. But according to the overwhelming majority of Rishon, it still works. I mean, if you did it, Be'athira, so it still would be, in fact, effective as a method of Kiddushin. So, but the maze, the Fugs Bebiya, what's in Chumash? Isha, not absolutely Chumash. One could have learned that Uba'ola is not the method of Kiddushin. One could have learned that Ki'ikach HaShisha, that's the method, and was whether it's Kesef or the Shtar, and Uva'ola is just a description of after the method of Kiddushin, then the couple's living as husband and wife, and then the following dinner of the Parsha of Gittin. But here the Teshuva Pez accepted is interpreting that Uva'ola, it's almost like the Torah says, Ki'ikach Isha Ovi'ola. The Vav is almost like an O, like one method of Kiddushin is Ki'ikach, which we derive before men Kesef, and the other one is Uva'ola Ma'biya, Malashi Ma'biya. So he asks the Gemara, I don't need a Pasuk. Baloi Dinu. I could have figured it out based on a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midah that addresses them. So the Gemara assumes that if it's learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, why the need for a pasuk? Now sometimes the Gemara eventually says Milsa the Asim Kal V'Chomer Tachva Kosel L'Kra. That is true, but that's like when your head's against the wall. That's the last option. So here the Gemara is trying to figure out, is there really a Kal V'Chomer or not? So what would the potential Kal V'Chomer be? Velo dinu. Uma Yavama she'enik nes b'kesef. A Yavama, namely Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben dies without any children, so his wife falls for Yibum to Shimon. So the method of Yibum is not with kesef. We'll see why that's so in a moment. But the method of Yibum is clearly not with kesef. Whereas nikneis b'bia, whereas Yavama is nikneis b'bia. So obviously, by presenting us these two halachas, the Torah is telling us that bia is a more inclusive kinyan. Bia is actually a strong, it's a high level of kinyan. It is effective even in scenarios where kesef is not effective. So zushinikis b'kesef. So therefore, a regular woman who is b'kudeshes b'kesef, enodinshinikis b'biyah. How much more so should she be able to be acquired, be able to become a kudeshes to biyah? So again, in the hierarchy, Hilchas Yibum indicates to us that biyah is a better, more effective kinyan. So if kesef works, kavachum biyah is going to work. So the Gemara is going to question that hierarchy. And I said, we're not going to talk about Amu Ivriya. The Gemara is going to mention Amu Ivriya as a potential pircha of that Kal V'Chomer. But we're not even going down that route today. I want to focus tonight's shiur on really one phrase. Uma Yavama She'ein Nikneis B'Kesef. As the Gemara is saying with absolute certainty, Chayk V'Lo Yavar, that the way to marry a woman for Yibum is not through Kesef. For that matter, not through Kesef or Shtar. The method, the only way to do it is through Bia. So I'll borrow the Gemara, says, but not really. How do you know that? How do you know how Yibum is affected? The Torah describes the entire parasha of Yibum. Torah describes that the Yavam and the Yavama get married. Now they're considered to be full-fledged marriage. So what method do they use? If you would have asked me, I would have said, Yishinikis, because of Shavabia. So comes the Teshuva Pez and says, absolutely, categorically, no, it's not true that Eina Isha, Eina Yavama, Nikneis be-kesef v'shtar, only with Bia. And the question is, where did Chazal know this? How did Chazal know that this is in fact the case? So l'chora, the answer to this question is pretty explicit in the Gemara itself. It's in Maseches Kedushin. On Daf Yudalel Bet Aleph. You go on the very top of Yudalel Bet Aleph, the second line. So the Braisa raises this question, Desanya, Yachol Yehu Kesef Ushtar Gomer Ba Kedar Shabia Gomeris Ba. I might think that Kesef and Shtar are ways to affect Yibum, because after all the Torah says Yivama Yivoles, that's Bia. So Kesef and Shtar also, why not? Tamud Lomar V'Yivma Bia Gomeris Ba V'Ein Kesef Ushtar Gomer Ba. The Teshuva Pez interprets for us, since the Torah says Yivama Yivo Aleha Bia Ulekach Alisha V'Yivma V'Yivma Zaloshem Bia, also only Bia, nothing else. Kesef Shtar Agornish, nothing zero. So the Pashup Shat in Kedushin Avdalim remains is that the Makor for this reality, for this halacha, the seemingly non-disputed halacha, is Gzeres HaKosov. Means Misvara Etaka would have said Kesef Shtar are good. Kamash Bala Pasuk V'Yivma Lamai Kesef Shtar. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. Simple pshat until we open up a Rashi in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So Rashi is commenting on a concept that appears many, many times in Maseches Yevamos, what's called Kiddushei Maimar. The Kiddushei Maimar is as follows. A woman falls to Yibum, the husband dies, not children, she falls to Yibum to be a brother, so Midaraisa, we should just have beer together, that's it. And that's how they become married, and end of the story. Midirabonon, Chazal didn't like that too much. Doesn't look so nice, unless you're a shtickle preacher stick. And therefore, what Chazal instituted was as follows. Before they do Yibum, let them have a seat of Kiddushin, let them do Kesef, or do Shtar, let them do the less, less significant, less parutz ways of starting off a relationship. Let it be almost like a regular wedding. So we'll have like a make-believe wedding. The Yavam and the Yavama, they'll stand on the chuppah, and the chuppah, colloquially the chuppah, he'll give her a ring, or at Arabic Kodesh will slay, everyone will wah-wah-wah, whatever, I mean, hug him to half. And I just had a wedding this the other day with the Parsons, everyone was wah-wah-wah, and said, had it on my mind. So the come Chazal and say, with the Rabbanon, we're going to insist that you do Kiddush Kesef Shtar first to avoid any issue of Pritzus. But that quote-unquote Kiddusha that you're doing is not real Kiddusha. It's not a real Kiddusha Deraisa. It's only called Kiddusha Maimar. Now, truth to be told, if you decide not to go through this Yibum, you are going to need a get with the Rabbanon to break up that Kiddusha with the Rabbanon. You are also going to require Chalitza with Deraisa because the woman still hasn't had Yibum yet. But this institution of Kiddusha Maimar, so comes Rashi and explains to us what this is all about. What are the parameters of Kiddusha Maimar? So let's take a look at Nun Bezim and Aleph. Rashi and Dibra Maschal Nosom Lakesva Shava Kesef. It's in the thin lines, about 15 lines down to the thin lines. The first word of the line is Chashuda. The end of the line, Nosom Lakesva Shava Kesef. The Omala is consciously B'maimer Yevamin. So he says to Arayat Mekudesh, he changes the Nusach a little bit because it's not real Kiddushin. So the Nusach has to reflect the fact that it's Kiddushin Maimar. The Afagam Diyav Lamidi, even though he gave her something, he gave her a ring. Lav Kiddushin Gemurimeim Ki Kiddushin Torah. She is not Mekudeshes Mederaisa. She doesn't require a getman at her. The whole Kiddushin Maimar is all made up. Why is that, says Rashi? How do I know? Why is it that Kiddushin Maimar don't exist in the Torah? Because after all, she is his brother's wife. And Eshazach is one of the Arayos. And we all know, Ein Kiddushin Tosin, the Arayos. So you're probably scratching your head and saying, wait a second. This is an exception to that rule. Because here the Torah says that if he does be with her, she does become his wife. Then she is Mekudeshes with the Arayos. Then she does require a get with the Arayos. What kind of game is that? A joke. She's an Erva. Vis-a-vis Kesef and Shtar, not vis-a-vis Bia, doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, yup, that's exactly what happens. Shere ein kiddush tov veshazach. V'atorah lo iti rosalo le'asos kisha nochris. The Torah never sanctioned going through the regular standard procedure of an isha nochris. Yeah, it doesn't mean a goya, it means a stranger. The Torah never accepted the parish of kika kishisha vis-a-vis Yibam. Ela kesedra mitzvah, u'biyahu dekosu v'rechamona. It's almost like Rashi is saying, Inochinami, you should never really be able to affect a marriage with your brother's wife. She's an erva to Liam and Vod. It's a quirk. It's a gzeres hakosav. If you do what the Torah says, Parshas Yibum, then she becomes your wife. She's an erva to you, right? She's an erva to you. Afabiche. The Torah trumps that bit of erva. But if you don't go down the route of the Torah, you're trying to be a smart aleck and giving her a ring, the Torah, vis-a-vis giving her a ring, she's an erva to you. A very mechudish nigger Rashi. So if you'd stop Rashi and ask him, tachlis, bottom line, why is it that Kesef Ashtar is not effective for a Yavama? What's the emes answer? Because Ein Kiddushin Tosin Berayis. That's what Rashi just said. Because Ein Kiddushin Tosin Berayis. So the Rashi is a telegram. The Gemara says in Kiddushin and Daf Yudalid, Minoani Mili, Tanya, how do I know that Ein Kiddushin Tosin the Yavama? How do I know that Kesef Shtar doesn't work for a Yavama? Because, well, the Kachal Ish, Yavama Yavar Lev, Yibma, be a Gemeris, be a Kesef Shtar Gememba. I didn't say, what's the reason? Tell me. I agree that I'm not questioning the din. Everybody knows you give a ring to a Yavama, it's garnished, but their eye says zero, bupkis, not worth a penny. I just want to know why. What's the rationale? What's the driving force? Well, that statement of, if you give a ring to a regular woman, she becomes an Eshes Deraisa. You give a ring to your sister-in-law, it's meaningless with Deraisa. You said a Rebbe Kadesh, Gordish and Gordish. Why? So the Gemara says, "Exeris a kosum, be a gemeris, but make as mishnah. Don't ask any cashes." And Rashi says, "No, no, no. I'll tell you why. The reason is because she's an erva to you." That what?
That when the Rashi says it, the only thing that works is
beer.
That's what the Gemara
is telling. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So Judah wants to argue that that Rashi is not saying anything fundamentally different than the Gemara. Rashi is almost giving you like the machshava behind the Gzeres HaKosav, so to speak. That in the end, the Gemara is dashing from a pasuk. The Gemara says, the Gavama Yilav Alevel Aviviyivma, be a Gemaris Bav Yen Kesav Ishtar Gomerma. That's almost telling me that she's an Erva. Is that what you're trying to say? That the nature of the Gzeres HaKosav, Rashi is almost trying to say, it's not just Stam Avort, just Stam Gzeres HaKosav, Hilchsev Lo Taiva, but the Lomdus of Gzeres HaKosav is the following. It could be.
It's none of them have issues for it. Except the Torah says that being worse.
It's the only one.
But again, I want it before Psukim, right? Before the Psukim started, okay? Before the Zegzeres HaKosav, Yibmol, the Mai, Kes, Mishtar. What would I have thought? I have Reuven and Rachel standing together in the chuppah. He takes out a ring in front of two animals ever conditionally. Well, what would you have thought the din is? Normally the din is a Jewish man gives a Jewish woman a ring and says, hooray out, she becomes an ish. So... What, I need a reason why that wouldn't have been true. Oh, awesome. Then he said, good. Because she's an Everton. Right? That's it. Come on. She's an Everton. So if that's the case, so then in Kedushin, Dav Gedal and Amid Aleph, when the Gemara said, like, Azoy, when the Gemara said, Disanya, Yochi, Yokes, Vishta, Gomba, I'd say, that is the most ridiculous habit in the world. Harei Ervo, love. So once you do, I knew you were going to say that. So I'm going to turn the question on you. So once you tell me that the pasuk is allowing for kedushin, so isn't the Torah saying that she's not an erva?
Yes, but it's qualified, right?
Okay. So I see I'm going to lose this one. I still think I'm right, but I'm still going to lose that. Mahatas. That everyone here seems to be assuming that Rashi is not saying anything different than the Gemara. That Rashi is putting a almost like a lomdashah hagdara machshavah to gavort as to what the Gemara is ultimately learning from Psukim. So I'd like to suggest a little bit differently, and that's not my suggestion. Rabbi Chanan suggesting, I'll just suggest a little bit of a different twist. I do have somebody on my team. A little bit of a different twist as the Rashi. A yom and yivama are standing under the chuppah. Takes out a ring, puts it on a face, out of Kadeshna from Maiden. Do we say that magic word Makadesh is not? What reason would we have to believe that this woman is Makadesh through the process of Kesef? So says Rabbi Chanan, Sabriskavot. There are two different reasons. I could come up with two totally different reasons why she just became married to him. One is because when a Jewish man gives a Jewish woman a ring and says Makadesh, she becomes married to him. It's regular Kiddushin. It's Maseches Kiddushin. If you noticed on the text that I said, Yevamos and Kiddushin. I don't know whether it was spelled the regular way because I was driving, so I asked Avram Zev to type up the message. So it could be he may spell Kiddushin differently. I'm not sure. But I said, just send Yevamos, bring Kamaros, Yevamos and Kiddushin. So this is Maseches Kiddushin. So I would have a very, very starker reason to say that she's Mekudeshes to him because his Kiddushin dictates that way. But I can think of another reason why she just became his wife. Maybe giving a ring to her is a ma'aseh yibum. Maybe that's also b'chlal yibum b'tayra. After all, I quote the pasuk you just quoted to me. The process of yibum is they're supposed to get married. So maybe the mitzvah's yibum can be fulfilled in multiple tracks. You can fulfill mitzvah's yibum with beer. You can fulfill mitzvah's yibum with kes. You can fulfill mitzvah's yibum with shtar. Any one of the above creates the chalois of ishus between the yom and the yavam. So I have two gemaras in front of me. Maybe they just became pronounced a man and wife by the koyach invested in them maseches kedushin, or maybe they just became man and wife by the maseches yavamos. There are two different tracks to be potentially become ish v'ishtay. They're two different sugyas. They're two different topics.
There's a connection over it. Like, you don't really need the Kesef or the
Shtar.
Like, they're already...
Wait, whatever stage you are now, whether you like Zika, don't like Zika, we're going to talk about the Sugis and Yavamas. They're not talking about the place. We're going to get to that next week, probably. But comes to Bukhan and says, there are two totally different tracks to get to the same conclusion. The Gemara in Maseches Kedusha and Daf Yudalit is quoting Pesukim. The Gemara is addressing, listen to Lashon Gemara. Yachal Yu Kesef Ishtag Gemim Rakederek Shabia Gemeris Ba. Just as Bia is the mitzvah Yibum, and that's Zichagud, Yavam Yavala, you can't translate that passage any other way. So I might think that if Yibum can be accomplished and the Ishus within the oven, the Yavam can be turned into a regular Ishus Ish through the Parish of Bia, I might think, by golly, why can't Tesfishtar also be a proper manifestation of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibum? Tamat Leimar, Yibma, Bia, the mitzvah of Bia, Kesfishtar, Kesfishtar, and Nishta by Sabia. It's like saying, I might think you could be Yitzchilas Matzah with eating potatoes, Kamash Malon. It's not Matzah. It's potatoes. You're not Yitzchilas Mitzvah. That's what the Torah here says. Kamash Malon v'yitma. That's nisht. If the Torah would have just said, Yavama Yavalel, Kochalo Isha, it would have been very misleading. I would have thought, Yavama Yavalel, doesn't be a Kochalo Kichich Mistayafron, why not? I would have thought that the Torah is just saying, any of the above, any Isha nicknames, but Gimel Drachim would be good for Yibum. That's what the Havamina was. Kamash Balon Nishta Zoy. Kamash Balon. Be a Gemeris for Kesesh Tagarimba. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yudal is not saying a word about, wait a second, he's Jewish, she's Jewish, she just gave her ring instead of Kedushin. What happened to Maseches Kedushin? Why isn't she be Kedushin? It's also Maseches Kedushin. So that's what Rashi is coming to give you a different reason than Gemara, to a different problem, a different challenge. Why don't they become Ish for Ishtai based on Maseches Kedushin? The answer is because they Kedushin Taishin. Be
a
so the chora the havamin is because the Torah says yivamo yivol ala kachlo liisha. That phrase, that whole phrase, yivamo yivol ala kachlo liisha means these are the methods of doing yibum. So the yibma is meramis to me that no, that only beer works. So why is the Torah saying kachlo liisha? That's for other reasons. The Gemara says.
So my havamin is based on kedushin.
Because I know that, right. So it's not so crazy. I mean, no one would say, the Havamina, if they jump up and down together, they become married. So that's like a nonsensical Havamina. This is not such a crazy Havamina, that this would be the method. After all, the Torah says Bia, and we know Bia is a method of Isha, so this wouldn't have been so crazy. Kamash Bala. So again, Abaycha Yivchar, I can hear everyone here's Pshat, I can hear it. Bukhari suggests that maybe that's the Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is saying actually two different things because there are actually two different challenges that are taking place. But Rabbi Shai, no matter how you slice it, whether you're right or Khan's right, the Rashi is very, very difficult. The Rashi is unbelievable, pal. You have to read the Rashi. You have to read the Rashi like 10 times just to, you know, digest it. Rashi says, you want to know why should Nabukadesh be the Raisa? She's Eishes Ochiv. She's an Erev to him. And therefore, Ein Kedushin Taisa. She's an Erev? She's what? I know. I usually get the third Aliyah by Mincha on Yom Kippur. And last I checked, every one of the Arayas, it says, Don't. And here the Torah says, do. What a bizarre erva. I understand that she's an erva, let's say, Lamashal, the husband died, with children. Let's say she's achiv, shalomach mitzvah. I got that. I'm a kabbalzai. But this is a bizarre kind of an erva. This is an erva without an iser. Now there's no iser, forget, there's a chiv mitzvah deraisa. What kind of an erva is that? How can you look at this relationship with a straight face and say, oh, if he puts a ring on his finger, gaval, that's like putting a ring on your sister on your mother's finger. She's an erva to you, she's a surah to you, you chayev kores, therefore in Kedushin Taisin. Here, chayev kores, it's chametz and deraisa.
That's what Rashi's telling us, that the dinner is evil instead of
in
Kedushin. There was a Kedushin already.
No, I just want to know one question. He's standing here, she's standing here. Okay, they're going on a date together, the Yom and the Yavama. Just tell me, are we looking at this at the eyes of Parshas Arayos? Do we look at this and say, Gavalt, what are you doing? This is Achrei Moisin Kedushim. Is that our approach? Or do we say, Baruch Hashem, Yibum connects. Baruch Hashem, wonderful. Why not? Well, what's our approach to this? So obviously we're encouraging this. I mean, I don't want to admit this Yibum because but obviously the model of the Torah is Yavam Yavala. It's a great thing. How can you say with a straight face that Ein Kiddushin Taisin, But it's mutter for them to get married. They're allowed to get married. They're supposed to get married in selling Kedushin Daisen.
Because they don't mean Kedushin. There's no Maisa Kedushin.
No, but Rashi's saying that because she's an the reason why in Kedushin Daisen is because she's Eishes Achiv. She's an Erva. That's the reason why. Rashi didn't say because she's a Rebbe Kodesh has Mitab. Rashi says because she's Parshas Arayim. She's Achrei Mois, yelling and shrying and Chadakai.
Rashi's just telling you that the
Tilmach
Kavar L'Kedushin, that if you had regular Eishes Achiv,
yeah, got it, right.
When the Torah introduced the Chiddush called Nibam, that was limited in scope to when the Torah...
No, but I just want to know, is she Eishes Achiv, is there an Isser Eishes Achiv in her or not? Just answer that question.
We were talking about the Isser.
But what creates the Inkedushin Dobson?
That's the clause.
Okay. I tried to feed you the word. I thought you would fall for the trap. Okay. So, come to Bukhanan. And quotes from one of the Rebbe from Shimon. Reb Shimon raised the following Chakira. Lomdus 101. Says Reb Shimon, we all know that there's a parish of Arayas in the Torah. Torah gives you a long list of parish of Arayas. And we know that there are fundamentally two results of being on that list. Result number one is, there's an Isser. It carries with the Karis and Chattas, and some of them carry with the Misa. But there's definitely an Isser. That's one grandiose consequence of being on the list. And there's another consequence of being on the list. Is that in Kedushin Daisen? I think about that from Sukkot at the end of the third prayer. Kedushin, you know, Losikach, Hocha Gadja, to teach me that in Kedushin Daisen Barayas. So we have a list of Arayas, and there are going to be two results that emanate from being an Erva. Who could tell me the name of the Chakira? So Yesh Lachos says Reb Shimon. Is Pshat that the shame Erev, if you're on that list, you're the mother, you're the sister, you're the sister-in-law, you're the brother's wife, you're the Yadim, Kerem, Shemen, whoever you are, you're on that list. That creates an Isser for Arayas. And the Torah says, the Isser of Arayas is Mafkia, any possibility of having Kedushin. The Torah never gave the mal. Kedusha is a chedusha Torah. The Torah never gave the mal of kedusha. B'chay gam, there's an isser arayas that's butal on you. So there's almost a two-step process. First, you're on the list. Make sure that your ima, achaisa, yeshes achiv, bito, bas bito, eim ima, eim chavaisa, wherever you are. You made it to the grandiose list. So that list creates an isser. Once the Isser is Taifes, the Isser now declares to us, it's not Shaykh. The concept of Kedusha means you're getting married. Kedusha is the relationship that the Torah wants there to be between the man and the woman. Here, this is the Hefech of what the Torah wants. The Torah says Kedusha is not even Taifes. But the Isser is the Geirim. So the shame is Geirim, the Isser is Geirim, the Eitfisa's Kedusha. Or no? That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that you're on the list. You have a shame, whoever you are, you're on the list. And now, having the shame, erva, creates two totally separate, independent realities. One is it creates an isser, and it also creates a itvisas kedushin. The itvisas kedushin, the inability of kedushin, is not neveyas, doesn't emanate from the isser ayas of Reb Shimon. Kenzan emanates from the shame ayas. So the shame being on the list, having the shame, whatever it is, that creates two different things, and it's shayach that one without the other. Who remembers in this very room we spoke about this on Sunday mornings a couple of months ago? I think it was the opening shiur. Chasnid, we mentioned, it's going to come back to it hopefully later on. The Torah creates a mat. There's Riyaz Dam. Riyaz Dam has two consequences. The woman becomes Tameya, and she becomes a Surah Labayla. There's a major machlekes in Rishayim that we're going to talk about this in the Sunday morning shiur more as we go on. How do you understand that? It's pshat that the Re'iyas Dam creates the Tuma, and the Tuma now creates the Isser. So the engine driving the Isser is the Tuma. Or no? The Re'iyas Dam has two totally different parshas. There's parshas Tuma, parshas Isser. It happens to be that 99.9% of the time they coincide, but it's possible they don't. According to some Rishonim, you could have a woman, catch this, who is Asur Mishumida and Tahora. And you could have a woman who's Temeah and Muteras. We'll have to see it, right? But a group of Rishayim have such a wild model. Because moving to other Rishayim say the Rosh Masechet Neder writes, it's impossible to have such a model. He said, how in the world can you have a woman who's Temeah and Mutaras with the whole Ren Asura? It doesn't make any sense. So there's a major Machlekes Rishayim. That model, that Machlekes Rishayim and Neder, is the identical Shalom Parshas Arayas that Rav Shimon is raising here. Being called Eishes Ochiv, does that create an Issa, which in turn is Mafkiya Kedushin? Well, it does not. That has two different traps. So says Rav Chanan, it's clear from this Rashi what the answer to that question is. This woman is not Asura al Eishes Ochiv, but she's Eishes Ochiv. She's the shame heir of Eishes Ochiv, but the Torah lifts the Issur. The Torah says, Yibum is Doichid Yisra, Matad Yisra, Yitachu, Yehut, whatever you think the answer to that question is, another time, another place. But the Isser isn't there. The Maisetz Mutter. If he asked Moshe Rabbeinu now, can I be Miyavim this woman? The answer is yes. Chametz and the Mechum and the Reis to do it. The Alpha Bichem, we're going to say with a straight face, Ekedush and Tavsin. You know why? Because in order for Ekedush and Tavsin, Ekedush and Tavsin is not a result of the Isser, Ekedush and Tavsin is a result of having a Shem Erva. So Shteit and Rav Shimon and Rav Chon. So you see this Gevalt Yechidish of this Rashi. So this Rashi is loaded on so many, so many, so many different fronts.
Are there any
We don't know what other there's nothing would happen, right? There'd be nothing, right? So Rabbi Sai, I may have to do it too quickly, depending on how we're gonna interpret what I'm gonna say in a few minutes. Okay, wait a second. Let's hold off on that. Let's hold off with it. We may lead us to next week. So Rabbi Sai, so we have two observations of this Rashi. Observation number one is that Rashi, it seems to be giving a different reason than the Gemara is giving what Keser Shtal don't work. So we said either the Pshat, some of you suggested this, Pshat Rav Chanan suggested. Then we made observation number two is that Rashi is saying, Ein Kedushin Tosu, even though Rashi knows full well it's Mutter to go ahead and be Miyavim Har. So that leads us to one side of Rav Shimon. But I want to read the Rashi for a third time. Third observation of the Rashi. It's one small Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Kedushin Tosu, she is Eishesach right now. When he stands under the chuppah and hands her a ring, is she really Eishesach anymore? Okay. So that is true, unless possibly. Okay, that's what the question I want to ask you. Kol's man that the brother was alive and married to this woman. Or even for that matter, if he would have divorced her, she would have been a surah to the second brother as Eishes Ochiv Nisakoros. Eishes Ochiv does not disappear after death. Even, let's say, Eishes Ochiv Shalom Bokha Mitzvah, let's say the brother left behind children, the brother dies, and the brother goes in and marries her, Shalom Bokha Mitzvah, it's Nisakoros. So Eishes Ochiv is not one of those arises that disappears after death. But Lamaisa, at some point in history, in the future history, the Israel Shazak is going to go away. The Torah says they're going to get married. They're going to be living together happily ever after for the next 50 years. Every time they're together, they're not violating Eshazak anymore. Eshazak is history. So obviously the Torah said that even though Eshazak is usually an Isser that's nearly Yolam Voed, it's a kind of an Isser that is nitan to be Hutar. Now, sometimes in Parshas Arayas, an Isser is created that lasts the Olam Voed. And every once in a while, there is an Isser of Arayas that is subject to being removed. The easiest one is Achaz Ishta. So here the Torah says, Beferish, Bechaya. If a person is married to a woman and she dies, then it had to go to marry the sister. What's the matir of the Isser of Achaz Ishta? What's the matir? Misas Ishta, that's the matir. Achaz Ishta only also Bechaya. So we can pinpoint, we can say to the split second exactly, the Shas Misa, Tos is the matter. Unless you think like the Pesach Tshuva, who has a suffix, that what if your wife becomes a Trefa? So a Trefa and a Chaya. So she's still called the Chaya. So can you marry the sister when the wife's, that's already too, that's already your day slash Evan has, that's already like a science fiction. That's not on topic right now. Well, let's say, what's another easy example of an Issa Arayas that disappears after a certain point?
Neither
maybe. If it's an ever, ish is ish. Either get or miss a ball. So it's not a foreign concept to us that sometimes the Torah sets up arayas that can be potentially become permissible. So there's no question that Eishes Achiv, in a situation where there's going to be a mitzvah yibum, is going to be one of those types of arayas that's going to disappear at some point. At some point, we're going to say there's no arayas over here. I just want to know what point that is. Give me a second in time. I want a millisecond when that happens. I have two possibilities. One is the Mizah. What we call, in the lingo of Yevamos, the Nefilah Yibum. You want to call it the Shazika, the Nefilah Yibum, Mizah, it's all the same thing. Where the minute that brother dies, and now all of a sudden we have a Pasha and even Chalitza staring us in the face, that's the Matir. She says, oh, you say Shazak from that point on. What do I say? No, not simple. She's still a Shazakiv. In response to Judah's question, my nafkamin, I don't know yet. But she's still a Shazakiv. When does she become Ois a Shazakiv? When you do Yibum, so the Torah says an amazing thing happens at the time of Yibum. What 5 seconds ago was an Issacharis, all of a sudden becomes a Mitzvah Deraisa. And from here on in, Lekachlo Yishav Yibum, now they can remain married. They don't have to get divorced after 1 year, they remain married for the next 50 years. And the children are kosher, the mom's Zeris, the Arayas, their marriage is Nation's Gemur, you want to divorce, you give her a get. All of a sudden, the Yisra of Eishas Achim disappeared in the thin air, right? The same way Eishas Ish disappears, like they're getting, the same way neither maybe going to the mikvah, the same Achas Ishtai by the death of the wife, right? That's right. The mat of the Yisra, the mafki of the Yisra is the Shaz Yibu, is the Mitzvah Yibu. So a very, very lomdish question. Rabbi said, what does Rashi say? Rashi's saying that nothing happened yet. She's Eishas Achim still. That's the echo of why Kiddushin doesn't work. That's why Kesushtav don't work. Nothing happens until the moment of truth. The moment of truth is the moment of Yibum. Is that true? Well, there's an Isra of Yibum L'shuk. There is an Isra of Yibum L'shuk. That doesn't necessarily indicate anything about this. One could argue that something significant happened at the time of the Misa, but there is perhaps a newfound dessert called Yibam L'shuk, so it may not necessarily indicate, it may be related, but not necessarily. So that's a very, very lomdish question. What's the answer to that question? The answer to that question, I have to analyze the Gemara that appears in the first Bechor Masechet Yevamos. Let's see if we get started in this part of the Sugya. On Daf Yud Amud Beis, so it starts with Itmar. It's about the third of the way down. First word of the line is Tzara. Not a great surprise. That should be the first word of the line. So the first word of the line is Tzara, Itmar. Yud Amud Beis, Itmar. Hachalitz Livimto. A person doesn't do Yibum. He goes down the route of doing Chalitza. The chaz of a kitcha. And then he changes his mind. 6 months later, he says, you know what? Maybe it would be nice. I will marry her. He's the Kaddish her. And he goes there. They get married. Omri Shlokish. Who ain't chayv ala chalutza karis? So what he just did, if he goes through and he remains married to this woman, says to Shlokish, you can breathe a sigh of relief. You're not chayv karis for what you did. Why would I have thought you may be chayv karis? You can say shazakiv. So Shlok says, don't worry about it. Karis is nisht. I didn't say it's mutter, but karis is not. But, says Reish Lakish, v'ha'achin, but what if another brother goes ahead and marries her after a different brother did chalitza? So again, Reuven dies, he leaves behind Shimon and Levi. Shimon does chalitza, and then Levi decides he wants to marry this woman. So v'ha'achin's up to Reish Lakish. So he taka will be chayav kares. Which chayav kares is this? Mishazachiv. Okay. So far, Rish Lakish told us two dinim. So if the chayitz himself does it, I didn't say it's mutter, the kares is nisht. If the brothers do it, then it's a disaster. Rish Lakish continues. Alat Sarah. What if Reuven died and he had two wives? And we know the first Mishnah Yevamos tells us, if two wives, you only do Yimachlitz on one of the two wives. So he went ahead and did chalitza to Rachel, and now he goes ahead and marries Leah. Or for that matter, one of the other brothers marries Leah. Bein hu bein achim chiyavan al atzara kareis. So says Reish Lakish, both him and any other brother will be chayav kareis. So what did Reish Lakish say to Chaza for a second? We had a black one. We have four possibilities. Okay, so it's the we have black one. We'll take that. We'll do it down. Okay, there's a question of the chaylitz versus one of the brothers. There's a question of the woman, the chalutza, versus one of the tzaros. So Reish Lakish says the only time there's no chaylitz in any of these boxes is only if it's the chaylitz to the chalutza. So if you, Shimon, did chalitza to Rachel, and then you marry her subsequently, we didn't say what you did as mutter, but karas is nisht. So I'm going to skip Rabbi Yochanan for a moment. I'm going to skip down two lines. By time to Reish Lakish. Where did Reish Lakish get any of this from? Amakra, Ashelo Yivne. Kevin Shlobana Shuvla Yivne. Says Reish Lakish. How do I know that if I did chalitza, I can't marry, I can't change my mind and marry 6 months from now? How do I know that? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Torah says, Kacha yasela ish asher lo yivne as base achiv. Yivne as beloshen asid. So comes the Teshuvah and says that once you decide to do chalitza, the game is over. You can never change money. You can't decide 6 months later to marry her. That's according to most Rishonim alav in the Torah. Pashim shat ram is a different pshat. Most Rishonim says mamash nisa deraisa. Asher lo yivne kevin shabana shuv lo yivne. Now Rabbi say that pasuk of kevin shabana shuv lo yivne, do you think that's a chumra kula? A little bit of both. It's telling me you can't marry her, but what else is it telling me? Yeah, it's also telling me it's not kares. It's a lav yalma. So almost kevin shulo bana shulo yivne is telling me it's not that it's mutter, and then it's not kares. There's this new chudish took a lav called kevin shulo bana shulo yivne, and that's the new status between cholitz and chalutza. Reish Lakish continues. He himself who did chalitza, I love Nemar, Asher lo yivne. He's the one who was in bein. He's the one who was chalitz. So for him, there's the parashah of Asher lo yivne. Aval achiv, but the brother who didn't do the chalitza, so he's not subject to lo yivne. The other doesn't speak to him because he wasn't the kevin shlobana. So what's his status with this girl now? Catch this, get the kaime kaime. So the original list of Reish Lakish is still around. What catch Reish Lakish said? Reish Lakish said. What? Reish Lakish just took a stand in Arach Chodesh HaChikimah. Reish Lakish just said that if Kevin Shlobana speaks to you and it's almost like Mafkia the Issacharis and it knocks it down to a mere lav, it's all Zayn. But if Lo Yivne doesn't speak to you because you're not the guy who wasn't Baina, so then you're stuck where you are 10 years ago when she was still married to your brother, it's Eish Zachiv. And now Reish Lakish continues. Yivne speaks to the Choletz and to who else? To the Chalutza. It doesn't speak to who? It doesn't speak to the Tzara. So Hatzara ki dekami kami. And therefore the Tzara, guess what? Either you or your brother who goes ahead and tries to marry the Tzara, guess what? You all have cars. So out of the four boxes, Reish Lakish is clearly learning the starting point is that, of course, there's a chorus. What is this a chorus? Go prove that this a chorus disappeared. So Reish Lakish is telling us there are two ways to remove a chorus. One is if you do yibum, then for states of the Torah, the Kachal yibum, that's for sure not a chorus anymore. But the other model that removes the Issacharis is Kevish Lobana. It does it, it's not a Matil Lagamri, it's Matil Issacharis, and it slaps you with a nuis, or a low level, a lower degree offense. Only a Lav Yalma, not a Kores. But that parsha of Kevish Lobana is not just a Machir, it's a Makil also. It's not just a Nicer, it's a Matir. And only those people who have that head there are entitled to the head there. And if you're not subject, if you don't qualify for that head there, they're just stuck right where you started 25 years ago as Eish Zachiv.
Why can't you say that it came back, that it lost its status, and then it came back afterwards? Meaning when the guy, when the original husband died, she's no longer Ishazah. The other guy, one of the brothers had to do either Yibum or Chalitza. If he didn't take advantage of that, then she reverts back to the status of Ishazah.
Okay, so that is a loaded statement that I was saying. At first glance, it sounds like Yesh Me'ayim. Like since when do Isurim revert back, you know, out of nowhere. But I don't want to make too light of it because you're mechavim to the Rishami says. That's not what the Rishami says.
Or should be Shishach,
not
she's
after
the
Shimon
now.
Well, but she's not really his brother. I mean, he's not really her husband. So it's not Eishes
Achir. Right, but once he's the one who does Chalitza,
it's hard to say that that Eishes Achiv. I mean, he never really married her. So again, Rish Lakish is definitely food for thought. Now, it happens to be if Rish Lakish said something about this topic, the odds are Biyochanan said something different about this topic. So we have a lot of work it out for us. Hopefully, Mr. Shem, next week we'll start to see the other side of the story, and then eventually take Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish, this pivotal Gemara, and see where does this fit into our fundamental Chakira? What is the moment of truth? Because again, we have to know the answer Rashi. We can't learn the Rashi enough in the days. We can't learn the Kedushin of Dalam Beis unless we understand the Rashi of Dalam Beis, so we can't do that. So we didn't even understand it. So a few pieces of this puzzle, hopefully, next week we'll try to put it back together. Okay, stop.